Speaking of the Pies, one of the reasons I'm disappointed, and there's so many obviously that we are in lockdown, is that there are a number of players I think on the cusp of going from this level to the great level. And I think one of those players is Darcy Moore. There's still obviously many years for him to propel himself to superstardom with his performances, All Australians, etc. And we're lucky enough to have him join us here on AFL Live. Welcome to you, Darcy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I thought you were going to throw to me when you were talking about Jack Higgins' goal of the year, because I had the best seat in the house for that one. So thanks for reminding me of that.
How are you coping with the lockdown?
Coping is probably the right word. Just getting by. Like, it's only been 4 days, but just trying to keep myself busy. And I'm not really much of a footy head at the best of times, so I'm not struggling too much, like I'm sure a lot of the other players and the fans are. But just sort of got to take a bit of a slow down a little bit and just kind of take it easy and dive into some other interests. So it's been interesting.
Lauren Wood has already told us that Harvey has been the big winner at her house, her little pup getting all the attention. I know our dog, Inca, she's more than happy there's so many people there. Are you a dog man, Darcy? Have you got a pup at home?
I've got a dog at the moment. That's him down there,
sleeping.
He's not really he's not my dog. He's my sister's dog. I've just stolen him while I'm in isolation.
Got a
but
name?
He is Bucky.
Yep.
And he doesn't really do much other than that, to be honest. So he's not he doesn't need a walk really. He just needs a quick walk around the block and then he just lies around all day. So it's kind of nice.
Did you say Bucky or Buckley?
Bucky, unfortunately.
Just cheating. Close, but no cigar. Darcy, you spoke about some of your other interests, and we see the big pile of books there behind you and a few speakers. What are you reading, watching, listening to? What are you into at the moment?
Just playing records at the moment. Got a record player going, so just been listening to David Bowie. And then what am I reading at the moment? I'm reading a really intense book, which is about written by a Kurdish refugee who's lived on Manus for 5 years. So just reading about that, and then just sort of hanging out. I've got a bit of uni work to do as well, so I've just been sort of diving into that. I've never been as good a student as I am this week, so it's been good.
Everyone's looking for the benefits, I think, and all those things that they can get done around the house too. We're getting things painted and planted and all the rest of it, which has been good. But
I've got my my indoor plants are all here, and they're all about to get repotted as well. So I'll get out in the garden after this, I think, and start repotting them all.
Well, you're making the most of being at home, and are you spending all of your time at home? Because we've seen the My Home Ground sort of stuff taking off on social from AFL players, encouraging people to, follow the advice of our government amid this crisis and stay home. I guess, is that where you're at the moment? You're in complete lockdown?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm, basically stayed home for 4 days straight, just stocked up with groceries before that. So I've just been cooking a lot and just haven't really left the house. So, it's been not too bad. But, yeah, I'm someone who – I mean, we all know a health worker. We all know someone who's on the front line of this. We all know someone who's been affected. And we've seen and read the awful stories from around the world. So I think we all understand the seriousness of it. And, the reality is the best thing we can do is just isolate ourselves and stay home. So that's what I'm doing.
Now, Darcy, you'd be doing some different things. You're a different cat, Darcy. You're not the average AFL footballer. I know what you're talking about, what you're reading and what you're doing. Give us the most left-of-centre thing you've done in the last few days, because there'd be a couple of doozies in there, I'd reckon.
I don't know. I did a little bit of backyard yoga yesterday. I don't know if that – I think that's pretty common these days, though. I don't know. I've been cooking a lot. What's the most left-of-centre thing? I don't know. I don't really have anything else for you. Sorry.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if I was as interesting as you are.
You went to the backyard yoga.
Well, he was at Carey Grammar with the star-studded pack that came through. Yes. Viney and Gaff and all those guys.
The best team to never win a game.
Yeah. I was coach. That was why, Jared. But Darcy, I know, is a little bit different to the boys, and I loved it. And that's the way he plays. That's the way. There'll be a different training technique. What are you doing for some fitness?
I'm just sort of, I just went for a run this morning. I ran down to the main Yarra Trail and just ran along there for a bit, which was really nice. It was kind of nice not to, I didn't have the GPS tracker out or anything. I just wanted to run around and enjoy it and get a bit of a sweat up. So I did that, and then I'll probably get out in the backyard this Arvo and do some sort of leg session. I don't have that much gym equipment, but I'll make it work. So, yeah, I'll just try and do a bit every day. And, yeah, the hardest thing is obviously when we're not training as much to just deal with body composition and all that sort of stuff and try and stay conditioned. It's not something that we're used to, but, you know, every player will be different over this period and we're just going to have to learn to manage ourselves. But, you know, it's what we do. We're just going to have to learn to live with it.
There's a time-honoured debate, Darcy, in AFL football, and that is the difficulties of playing as a forward or playing as a back. And I can remember calling a game over in the West and you were playing a centre-half forward for the Pies at the time. Wasn't a pleasant experience that day for Collingwood. And at the end of that season, they declared that they were going to experiment with you as a defender. And now you're an All-Australian advocate, or you're basically a candidate for All-Australian as a centre-half forward. Have you found the difference simply one where you've slotted in better, or do you think it's an easier position to play, or do you think you would have made this transition as a forward had you been given sufficient time?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one. I mean, looking back on it, you know, at the end of 2017, I was 20 or 21 years old, so obviously still with my career in its infancy and had a lot to learn about the game and what it takes to play at the highest level. So I'm sure that's a little bit part of it. But as everyone in the footy world saw, we changed our system pretty heavily going into 2018. We sort of acknowledged that, you know, the game was changing and that we had to mix things up about the way we went about it. And part of that was something that I know that a lot of coaches have spoken publicly about, but the role of key forwards and key defenders and how, you know, the role of the key forward these days is basically to bring the ball to ground for the smaller guys because they're the ones that have done so much damage lately. And then, you know, the role of the key defenders and the medium defenders is to turn the ball over and almost start teams' offense. So I think with those things being true, it sort of came down to a discussion with the coach and he was just sort of said that he thought that I could do some real damage for us back there and help to turn the ball over and set up our offense. And it's sort of worked a treat. It's obviously the team's performance has turned around and it's been, you know, a pretty good move, but it's obviously something that's really, really fluid. I mean, we're constantly having discussions about, you know, positions for me between me and the coach. So, yeah, look, it's something that for now, with the way the team is and how balanced we are and how well settled we all are, it's working a real treat down there. So it's been good times.
There's been some unbelievable positional change over the years, Kingy and Lauren. And if you had to write a list, and Mike Sheen's not here to give us his top 50, but if you had to do a top two or three centre-half forwards that went to the back line and totally dominated, it would have to start, would it not, with Justin Lepich. It may include Darcy Moore at some stage down the track, but I saw Lepper on AFL Live only a couple of days ago, and, I mean, he became just one of the all-time greats, and he started out as a centre-half forward stroke full forward.
Well, it's sort of the thing that players say when they swing between the two positions, isn't it? That when they've played as a forward,
yep,
they know what they hated. So yeah, then just go and do that when you're in defence. Have you found that, Darcy?
A little bit. It's a little bit more complicated than that when you're playing on the sorts of talented guys that I always have to do. So it's a little bit harder than that. But you're just sort of trying to find a balance between beating your opponent and then defending as a unit, which is sort of a constant balance when you've got a you know, defend first and when you've got to come off and support with your teammates. So it's, there's a lot of things that come into it, but yeah, I mean, definitely playing as a key forward in the AFL at a young age, I'm sure taught me a lot of really important lessons.
Now, I don't know if you guys realise this, but Darcy certainly does. He's gotten to know over the last few years that even when he's in contract, he's going to get questions about his contract.
Is a journalist coming out?
Unfortunately, you are out of contract this year, Darcy, and it's probably a bit of an awkward time to be. Has it kind of stalled negotiations? I know we've got so much talk about pay and all that sort of thing, but where are things at?
Yeah, I think your guys' guess is probably as good as mine at this point. It's been I'm imagining, obviously, I mean, we've seen the sorts of things come out the last few days about what the industry's had to deal with. I mean, I feel like my contract is well and truly on the back burner in terms of the negotiation. Like you said, I mean, there's other priorities at the moment when entire clubs and entire departments are sort of existence is being questioned and all that sort of stuff. So I know that I'm personally really prepared to have that take the back seat and wait a bit longer while we work out what the future holds for the industry. And yeah, so as far as I'm concerned, that'll even slow down even more just while we work through everything else. So yeah, who knows what it's going to look like, but and I think the AFL anyway has put a sort of freeze on all the contracts for next year for the guys that are out of contract, that they won't, I think they said that they won't agree to you know, sign off on any contracts even if they've been agreed to by clubs and players. So obviously that slows down the process even more. So there's a lot of stress going around, and you know, that's just one of them that I've got to deal with. But it's you know, there's a lot of people that are in some pretty tough situations. So it's, you know, this problem sort of pales in comparison to that, I imagine.
We better let him get back to reading that book, Jared. I don't want to ruin the finish for him. I know how that finishes, that Kurdish book.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, don't.
I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to spoil it for him.
Okay.
Darcy, thanks. Before we say goodbye, I just suspect that the most frustrated man in football would be your old man, given that you're in lockdown. He's unable to ring you up five times a week and tell you what you should
do. alarmingly accurate, mate. That's extremely accurate. And if they close. If he can't play golf or can't go and hit golf balls, then he'll be
in trouble.
He'll even be more in as much trouble.
he's an old teammate of mine, and good afternoon to Peter Moore. I'm sure you are watching. Look, have a great time, whatever you're doing this week. We're struggling along with our lockdown, and hopefully you're going to make the most of it as well. Darcy, all the best.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Darcy Moore from the Pies.